Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
ESPN.com picked the most underrated NFL players at every position. Our buddy Aaron Schatz, formerly of Football Outsiders, went through this exercise. Just rapid reactions. Let's go through these and see what we think. He's got Brock Purdy as his most underrated quarterback.
I think that's fair because not everybody, but there's a huge pulse that throws a tantrum. And they just, it's the system! It's a good system. It's very, very good. He's put up much better results in that system than a lot of his predecessors. There's a lot of other guys who are still around and kicking in the league who didn't perform as well. He fits that system. That's okay. That's maybe means that you wouldn't be able to walk into any franchise and turn them into a 14-win team, but you still have to have some virtues, have to have some ability, have to have some aptitude to succeed in any given system, and he fits that one very, very well, and I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, I like that answer from him. Because to your point, I think there's just so much consternation about Purdy, and he's become this lightning rod. Mm-hmm. You hear his name, and you've got to point out the flaws because he's not worth it, whatever it is, the MVP consideration or now the contract that he just got. I'll say that if Bo Nix has a season like he did last year, it's too early, but Bo Nix had a really good year. Nobody talks about it, mm-hmm. understandably because Jaden Daniels was just unbelievable and blew him out of the water, but there were a lot of quality rookie performances last year, but Bo Nix was sneaky exceptional. I mean, he threw for 3,800 yards, had 29 touchdowns and 12 picks. I would put him on that list in terms of being underrated right now. What about Matt Stafford? Is he properly rated? Does he get his roses? I've always kind of thought Stafford, certainly when he was just putting up massive numbers for mediocre Detroit teams in perpetuity, was undervalued. Like last year, he only turned the ball over. He only threw 8 picks. It was only 20 touchdowns. But I've always thought Stafford is closer to a top-line quarterback than people give him credit for.
I like that one a lot. So his is interesting because he was 1-1, right? And he was one of the last guys to get more money than superstar veteran with his rookie contract payday before they basically changed the rules almost right after him. So for a while, he was overrated. Right? Like the lack of production, lack of wins, whatever you want to call it, for whatever reason, people just beat up on him because they didn't lift them out of mediocrity at best. And then all of a sudden, because of all that pulse, people sort of forget. That's a really good quarterback. They went through a lot of bleep. And the instant he walked in LA, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. The moment he got there.
Like he arrived, Super Bowl.
Running back, most underrated, all the positions offensively. that he went through here. Chuba Hubbard, Carolina Panthers. This is a great answer. Not a household name by any means. Do you know he averaged about 5 yards per carry last year as a 1,200-yard back? Really good player in college. Ended up running for 1,195 last season, 11 touchdowns. And by the way, did it as part of an offense where occasionally, early in the season, Bryce Young, who had eventually made some strides, was just playing at a level that got you stacked boxes, basically.
So this is a great one because it took him a while to get there. So this is how you get to be underrated. Like, he was fairly, as you said, highly heralded coming out of school. And there wasn't much production for a few seasons. He was injury-plagued and kind of part-time starter in 2022. 2021, his rookie year, 3.6 a pop. Last year, not this past year, where he played really well. Again, sub 4 yards a carry for a bad offense that was going nowhere. Sort of forgotten about. And this is one of those, like, hey, by the way, has anyone noticed? This is a 10-touchdown, 1,200-yard back that can catch the ball to the backfield a little bit. It's a really good player. And the answer is no, no one noticed.
Well, they're going to this year because he's going to go in the first couple rounds of fantasy drafts probably. And that's when you start to get some of that exposure and that national attention. Most underrated wide receiver, I got to be honest, I don't really get this one. He went Darius Slayton of the Giants. Darius Slayton, who mostly has been in the 35 to 50 catch area his entire career. He's definitely a deep threat. He's averaged 15 yards per reception. That's where he was again last year. He can make some plays. There's got to be a more underrated wide receiver, though, than Darius Slayton.
So I have a few names that pop into mind. Jerry Jeudy is underrated. No one ever thinks about that guy.
Well, he stunk for years, though. I mean, he dropped so many balls.
He was slogging it out in Denver with garbage quarterback situations, did the same in Cleveland, and just put up 1,230 yards last year.
Again, he had a great year.
And I'm not telling you he's the best wide receiver in the league. There's about 15, 20 guys I would take ahead of him. But we're talking about underrated. I think he's...
He went to the Pro Bowl.
He's done... Well, yeah, which is good. He's done more than Slayton has, certainly. But again, if we're talking about no one ever acknowledges that he's any good, okay, if that's the bar. But I feel like Jerry Jeudy never gets mentioned in any kind of list anywhere. And I'm going, that guy's actually produced at a decent level.
I get that. Yeah, I mean, you get a Pro Bowl nomination. Feels like you're getting your flowers from somebody. Jacoby Myers is a good answer. Linnell just mentioned. I like that one at wide receiver. He had 1,000 yards last year and 80 catches for a Vegas team without a quarterback.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Back. He has toiled the last couple of years with 70-plus catches in terms of quarterback play. Before that, he was in New England at the wrong time. He was in New England for like the Mac Jones into Bailey Zappi.
So much Zappi
territory. I'd like to see him with a real quarterback. He's in that Terry McLaurin class. Tight end. This is why I bring this up, Danny. The most underrated tight end in the NFL, according to Aaron Schatz, Zach Ertz of your Washington Commanders. Here's what he says about Ertz. It looked like Ertz's career might be over after he played only 7 games for the Cardinals in 2023 at 33 years old. But he had a big comeback season with the Commanders in 2024. Ertz caught 66 balls for 654 yards and 7 touchdowns, emerging as one of the rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels' go-to options. Ertz also ranked 10th among tight ends in my, this is his stat, so DR, which is defense-adjusted yards above replacement. I love Aaron Schatz. He had an 85.7% run block win rate, one of the best figures among starting tight ends, too. The Commanders re-signed Ertz to a 1-year deal for $6 million. He goes on to say that among the tight ends in the draft that were available and in free agency, he was one of the most sought after. I agree. I remember the first half of last season. I'm old enough to remember when Ertz got made fun of by everybody. They could not stand him. And it's not sexy to watch. It's catch. It's fall. There's no plays being made. But my point was he gets open. He makes himself available. Ask Jaden Daniels what he thinks about Zach Ertz. You're going to hear a very different thing in week 6 last year to what you heard from the fan base. But as the year went on and he started catching a few touchdowns, the demeanor toward him changed, and all of a sudden, he's grabbing like 11 balls in the NFC Championship game. He finished really strong.
He certainly did. And so, you know, the low point's probably a 1-catch-for-5-yard game, kind of right smack in the middle of the season.
What game was that?
The Giants game that they eked out up there, 27-22. There were a handful to begin the season. It's so unproductive, right? In terms of nothing down the field, no broken tackles, no yards after the catch, nothing. And then there were some drops, there were some fumbles mixed in there. If memory serves, there were balls that should have been caught that where he was already juggling before he got hit and couldn't secure. But second half of the season, really, kind of down the stretch, he was a touchdown guy. I mean, had scored in all but 2 of his last 8 games as this offense sort of kind of became this new version of it, where they couldn't run it in every game except the Tennessee game, and it was all on Daniels. And he was throwing into these narrow window, tiny seam things where Ertz was boxing out defenders and taking advantage of smaller guys and was catching the ball in traffic. Remember, I think it was the Atlanta game where the announcer even goes, "This is where they like to go to Zach Ertz." Snap, hut. Ball to Ertz, touchdown, game over. Like, that's the dude right there in those gritty, unsexy yards. So I was wrong.
Well, it wasn't just you. I mean, you don't have to throw your hand up. But I think what you just said is kind of my point, which is you remembered early in the season all of those bad things. Like, he fumbled one time last year. It sticks out like he fumbled 3 or 4 times. It was probably in a big spot. I don't remember exactly when it was. But my point is, that was your recollection of the first half of the season. I remember a lot of times where he moved the chains on 3rd and 6. I remember a lot of times where Jaden Daniels is leaving the pocket and he resets and he catches the football. And did he get tackled right away? Sure. But on 2nd and 10, now it's 3rd and 2. That's a damn big play. And he was just really, really helpful. He also, this is one of those things that's never going to be that popular with fans, but he's one of those guys behind the scenes who's just so necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Wagner gets the love and the credit and the attention for it, and everyone talks about him as leader of the locker room, alpha soldier, all those things. Ertz does the same kind of thing on the other side of the ball. There's not quite the same fanfare for it. But with that in mind, so Ertz being listed, according to Schatz, as the most underrated Commander on offense, do we agree with that, or would you go with someone else from Washington's offense?
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates – Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.